You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Lord, and good morning to all of you. Hallelujah. My name is Gloria, Minister Gloria Ross from New Life Assembly of God, coming to you in the name of Jesus, who is the author and finisher of my faith, and praying for many blessings on all who are listening to this broadcast. You know, the scripture reading for today will be coming from Psalms 23. Familiar scriptures. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I'm sure you want goodness and mercy to follow you all the days of your life as long as you have Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, here's Pastor Ross.
Well, praise the Lord. Somebody out there should praise him. If you know who I'm talking about, you should praise the Lord. Well, I want to tell you today, this is Jesus' hotline. This is a line that's going to bring forth victory, loving kindness, and mercy. And if you believe who he is and what he's done for you on Calvary's cross, you will forget those things that have taken place in the latter. Now, let's look at what the Word of God says, because we're not talking about all these other things that have taken place and you holding them in your heart. Let's look at what God's word says, because God's word is fully true. Everything that he said, it brings to pass. He will do exactly what he said. And I want to tell you today, he is our shepherd. He's everything that we need. And I want to tell you, Jesus' hotline is the power. And when you want to listen to what the Word of God says, just turn on the Word of God and let the Word of God be a blessing to you as a child of God. Now, I want to say one thing. We are not counting ourselves as victorious in what we're doing. I want to let you know that everything we're doing is in Christ. I don't count myself to have apprehended already, but I do know one thing, that the victory is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not in what David has done. It's not in what any of those patriarchs has done. It is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I made note of that in everything that I'm saying and doing. That's why the Word of God is clear. We must make it clear to those that have ears to hear what the Word of God is saying. So let's look at what the Scripture says, because God has blessed his son Jesus and has given him a name. And that's the most powerful thing. So what happened is that we as children of God, are forgetting those things which are behind us. Let's look at it for a moment. Forget those things which are behind us, because a lot of times we've been mistreated. We've been mistreated. We've been talked about. We've been downtrodden. We've been castigated. We've been done everything that's contrary to what the Word of God says. I want everybody out there, if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, listen, you can tune in to this broadcast. You can tune into it. It's Jesus Hotline. And what it is that if you have a problem, Jesus is a problem solver. He's the one right now. If you have a problem in your lungs, if you have a problem in your body, he's the problem solver. He's my problem solver. He's yours as well. So let's look at what the Word of God says here concerning forgetting those things which are behind. Because that's what the Word says. Forgetting those things which are behind us and looking forward or reaching for those things which are before us. Now, let me tell you something. Apostle Paul had a lot of problems. I said Apostle Paul had a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems. And everybody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ have a lot of problems. And what's happening is that Jesus is the problem solver. So when he comes on the scene, he can solve your problem if you believe and trust in him. Praise God. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching. I said, and reaching for those things which are before you. Reaching for those things which are before you. Pressing. And we all are pressing. We're pressing to try to get into the kingdom. And if you're in Christ, you will get into the kingdom. You see, David and all those others, listen, they'll get into the kingdom. They'll get into the kingdom with the help of the Lord. We are here, and we're pressing toward the mark. There's a mark that every one of us must reach. That mark is in Christ Jesus. So we're pressing toward the mark for the prize. Isn't that wonderful? For the prize of the high calling of God. I said for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. For the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before us. Good God Almighty. Jesus Hotline. Anytime you have problems, anytime there are circumstances that are developing in your life, and you know that it's not of God, press. Press toward the mark for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Jesus Hotline. Praise God. And you can call this hotline anytime. Praise God. Anytime between 11 and 2 o'clock. If you need prayer, you call prayer. Call for prayer. And he will answer you through his service, praise God. Between 11 to 11:30, that's the service. You can pray. We pray together. We come together. And between 11:30 to 2 o'clock, praise God, we are able to pray for one another. Praise God. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Pray for one another. Praise God. Because God has given him a name which is above every name. And that's the name of Jesus. So when we call on that name, and I want to tell you something, there's no other name than the name of Jesus. There's no other name that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and his name is powerful. So when you have problems, when I have problems, we call on the name of Jesus. We don't expect anyone else to come to our aid but the Lord Jesus Christ. No one else. The enemy will try to come and camouflage or try to come and make some kind of hidden agenda to try to confuse you, but you don't have to listen to him because you know the truth. Jesus said if you continue in my word, then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So what happens is that we know the truth. Jesus is the truth. He will make us free. We pray to the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have anything that we have where we can say, well, I think that's what I should do. No, that's what you ought to do because he is Lord and the Father has given him a name. My God, you know, every time I think about that, the Father gave him his name. Can you imagine that? The Father gave him his name. You know, a lot of times people, I remember years ago when there was a young man that was born and his dad wouldn't give him his last name. He wouldn't give him his last name. So that means that he didn't really want him to be his son. Now, the thing had taken place, but what happened is that there was nothing that he could do about it. The transaction had taken place. But if you don't have your father's name, there's a terminology in the Word of God that you are a bastard. You see, and God doesn't love that. No, God doesn't love that at all. He gives you his name. So what Jesus received from the Father was his name. So the Father gave him his name. And his name is above every name. And that at the name of Jesus, y'all listening to what I'm saying. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Now, I'm trying to give you a repetitive gospel. In other words, what happened is that we're capitulating what was already spoken before concerning the gospel. But the word doesn't change. You shouldn't change. The word is power, and the power should be operating on the inside of you as a child of God. I said as a child of God. And when you call Jesus Hotline, doesn't matter what time, like I said, from 11 to 11:30, you have the service where we can talk about the Word of God, praise the Lord, receive what the Word says, and from 11:30 to 2 o'clock, we, praise God, can have prayer to 2 o'clock. We can have prayer. Get on the prayer line, Jesus Hotline. My God, whatever your problems are, tell it to Jesus. And Jesus' soldiers, pray. I like to use that terminology, Jesus' soldiers, because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And we pray for one another. We ask the Lord Jesus through his hotline to be a blessing to those casting out demons. Because, listen, demons are readily available today. They are moving all over the land. They're trying to take away the freedom, trying to take away every opportunity that a child of God has to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you, there's a name. I said there's a name, which is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee, I said every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, and only Jesus Christ, is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What are you going to tell him? What are you going to tell him when you stand before him? It's not going to be anybody else but you. You're going to have to stand and tell your story. Not that he doesn't know it. He knows the story, but he want to hear it from you. And when you stand there and tell him all about the things, the name that he gave you and how you used it when you was in this natural world, and I tell you, it's a powerful thing because it's to his glory. I said it's to his glory. A lot of people take flight, do what they want to do, don't want to serve him. They tell themselves, well, I still got time to do this. You don't have no time. Let me tell you something. The moment that you become born again, you are operating in eternity, but your flesh is in this natural world. And what happens is that you don't have no whole lot of time because you don't know when. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You don't know when. And when I say you don't know when, you don't know when that day of reckoning is going to come for you. Many people have thought that they knew, but they didn't know. And what happened is that they left the planet. Now, how they left is up to them and God. But I'm going to tell you, Jesus Hotline, Minister Glory is going to tell you how you can make contact and how you can do whatever that needs to be done so that you can stay in contact with the Master's Son. And at 11 o'clock to 11:30, we have service. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now, we recapitulate a lot of the services so that because God's word doesn't change. I want you to know that his word doesn't change. We can talk about a whole lot of things that will save souls, that will be able to be a blessing to all those that have heard what the Word of God says. That's why we have the ability to forget those things which are behind us. You see, when we forget those things which are behind us, we forgive. We don't hold those things in our heart against anybody. We forget those things which are behind us, and we reach for those things which are before us. And my God, what's before us? Not only Jesus Hotline before us, but there's a glory. There's a presence. There's a place. Heaven is a place. It's not just a name. Heaven is a place. It's a place where people reside. There's no good people there. Only saved people that are there in heaven. A lot of people say, well, oh, they're all good. No, they're not. They became good. They became good through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when you call that Jesus Hotline and receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, you'll become good. You will have resurrected power. You will have everything that God ordained for you to have. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Now, don't put Jesus Hotline as everything because it's just a line that you get in contact with the Master. The Master. That's the line. Oh, my goodness. I go through it. You go through it. Everybody can call that hotline and be a blessing. Praise God. receive a blessing, glorify God. It's Jesus Hotline. Now, keep in mind, from 11 o'clock to 11:30, we can have a good old time.
That's starting, starting August the 3rd, 2025, every Sunday, God's willing. And the number to call, 732-434-2231. From 11 to 11:30, Sunday service, every Sunday, God's willing, 732-434-2231. And we would like your support. If you do listen to the radio, to the church service, and you know that would be P.O. Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida, 32902. That's starting August 3rd, 2025, every Sunday, God's willing. Telephone number 732-434-2231. Be glad to have you on so we can hear what God is saying to his people.
You know, Ms. Rory, and they have to dial that number.
Yes, you have to dial it.
And that number is free of charge, you know.
Free of charge. 732-434-2231.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for that number.
Don't have to pay for it.
You know.
And just dial it, and we'll be on.
And even after the 11:30,
we'll keep it open.
When you call for prayer,
we'll keep it open.
You still get through free.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And that's what's so beautiful about it. You can be in Kalamazoo. You can be in California, wherever it is. If you dial that number, you get through.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to get somebody on that line.
Amen.
Now, keep in mind, up until 2 o'clock now.
2 o'clock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We'll keep it open.
Up until 2 o'clock, we keep it open.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
So everybody have an opportunity to call on the name of Jesus. And you don't have to exalt that line. You exalt the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the best part of it all is that you have access where you can talk to the person that is representing the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. There are many people out there that are representing Jesus. It's just that when you do call on that line, you can get instant prayer. Amen. You don't have to wait and leave your name on some telephone list and wait for somebody to call you back. Somebody's readily available to pray for you. Yeah, that's nice.
Amen. Amen.
Somebody right there, ready to pray for you. If the line is busy, call right back. And somebody will pray for you.
Amen.
Radio station, somebody will pray for you. Home, somebody will pray for you. No matter where you are, somebody will pray for you. Praise God. That's why it's so important. That's why it says Jesus Hotline. It didn't say no denominational hotline. It says Jesus Hotline. And I want to tell everybody out there before we close off the broadcast that it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. I remember the time when we were looking for a place where we could just, you know, call and talk to a brother or sister and say, well, how things going? How things going? We couldn't get anybody. We couldn't get anybody. Everything went sour. People doing what they wanted to do. But now there's Jesus Hotline. Can you imagine Jesus Hotline?
Praise God.
It's a hotline that when you call, it's strictly for Jesus. Nobody else. Strictly for Jesus. So let's listen at what it says here. There is no other name.
No other name.
Under heaven, whereby we must be saved, except the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't care what you're doing, where you're from. There's no other name near people that are swarming around here that are not saved. You know, I was thinking, I was brought into this church service, and I asked the question. I said, well, first of all, a person that's dead already, I said to myself, I said, I wish he was here so that he could find out exactly how many people, because when it started out, it was only like, I think it was like five people. So I said, I wish he was able to see it. But the point is that, and then the building was full, mm-hmm. full of people. And I said, how many people are born again in here? And only three people raised their hand. I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Three people born again in here?
Mm. Okay.
But then the Bible gave me the chapter of, I think it was, it gave to me where Paul was talking to them about being born again.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is that 2:16, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That you got to follow Christ to be born again.
Amen. We want to still offer invitation to those who have. We want to offer an invitation to those who have not received.
Go ahead, babe.
As we close. It says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So come on and be a child of God.
Call on the name of the Lord.
Don't forget, starting August 3rd, 2025, 732-434-2231. Thank you very much. God bless. I am Minister Gloria Ross.
Call on the name Jesus Hotline, and he will not only bless you, but he will save you. God bless you until the next broadcast. Don't forget, 11 o'clock, 11:30. After 11:30, until 2 o'clock, you can have prayer meeting, praise God. And that means all the runaways, the ones that have left the church, the one with a backslidden, whatever it may be, call. Get yourself back in the right order with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Let his will be done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to the Salvation and Deliverance Outreach, brought to you by New Life Assembly of God Church, located at 774 North Apollo Boulevard in Melbourne. Their number is 321-255-6999. You also can write New Life Assembly of God Church at Post Office Box 2303, Melbourne, Florida 32902. Be with us again at the same time next week for another program, Salvation and Deliverance Radio Outreach. Thank you.